Thank you, GNN Weather Center. And the phrase that pays today is sleet bounces. That would be sleet bounces. I don't know if Sully has anything to give away next hour, but if you call in to win, anything he might have, even if it's just his eternal gratitude, sleet bounces. You're going to need to know that. All right. Let's get back into politics. We're going to pick up where we left off before our snow break. And thank you again, Natalie Dale, to taking time out to talk to WGST and our friends. And I hope to have her on one day to talk about reality TV, because if you're not following her on Twitter when she's off duty, she loves it. And it's good stuff and good tweeting. But getting back to the various religious freedom, pastor protection, other acronym debates, all introduced by someone named Kevin or Kirby or I forget that all those names kind of run together. The other one?
Kirk.
Okay.
Captain.
Yes. All I'm sure good men. I don't know all of them personally. I know some of them. And again, they're all trying. I actually believe most in this are trying to do what they think is the right thing. And we've just got to figure it out. But Stefan, you had a specific, the bill that would have, I honestly don't remember even which one it was, but you want to talk about the DMV.
The First Amendment Defense Act is the bill that he's talking about.
Okay. And of course, we call it the DMV, but in Georgia, it's the Department of Driver Services.
It's the DDS.
So it's the DDS.
Which is confusing because that's also what we call dentists.
I would say that's dentistry, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's not really that different, really.
Alabama doesn't have the problem of confusing the two.
Or dentists.
I went there.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry. That was your joke. My mistake. Yeah. So the First Amendment Defense Act, basically, this is all cribbed from a national bill. I don't blame Senator Kirk for the stuff that's in this bill, because I feel like he had to introduce it. But the stuff that's in this bill is real bad. It's not about people that have religious beliefs that gay people shouldn't be married. That's not what it's about. This is about the people that are protecting this bill are actually the people that don't have religious beliefs. And it's not just about gay people getting married. It's about anyone who has any type of sexual relations outside of a marriage that is one man, one woman.
Why would anyone want to do that?
I know. That's just the worst thing ever. And so basically, this isn't just gay people. This is like everybody on Tinder. This is everybody who is not in a committed relationship.
Listen up, 17-year-olds.
Get
this
excited.
Is about you.
Oh, this is about you. This is about everybody. And so let me just imagine for a moment a Department of Motor Vehicles, now DDS, after the First Amendment Defense Act passes. So right now you go to the DMV and there's a line that says, you know, I lost my license. There's another one that says driver's test. And then there's another one that says, I just moved to this state and I need a license, right?
So are we adding one that says going to hell?
Oh, no.
Going with this?
We're getting rid of all those lines. And there's not going to be anybody in the moving to the state one anyway at that point. And the lines are going to say, the first one's going to say no gays. And the second one's going to say no single mothers. And the third's going to say no Tinder users. Because what's going to happen here...
How can this happen?
Because...
Wow, how can you have these discriminatory lines in a state office? That's the first question.
Because as long as they get their license from
who's
somebody...
Who's they?
The people that are coming to get licenses.
Okay.
So as long as they get their license from someplace, right? Someplace there, then there's absolutely no problem, according to this bill. So basically, you just won't be able to go to the gay people. The line says no gay people. The gay people get shunted all the way to the right for the one clerk that doesn't hate gay people. Because what happens is, when you have two people, one of whom's doing their job, right, and the other one who's doing their job and also hates gay people and refuses to serve them, and you have to terminate one of them because of budget cuts, you're going to have to terminate the person that's doing their job, because that person can't sue you, and the other person can sue you for $1 million.
Okay. I think your example might be a little extreme, but I get what you're trying to say, is that if a clerk won't, you know, if a clerk gets to determine which license they wish to issue, and
says she does not have the ability to do that. The bill says that he
but you
she
have
does
to resolve,
not.
You have to resolve all of those discrepancies in favor of the person that has the religious, that has the discriminatory defense.
Now, which discrepancy are you talking about?
So basically what happens is, what John's referring to is a section of the bill that says that nothing in this section can be used for someone who is refusing to do their job duties.
Right. It says, notwithstanding any other provision of law, an action under this chapter may be commenced, relief may be granted, without...
part you're going through there is important. And basically what it's saying is the state has an affirmative defense against an employment action that is brought by someone who is terminated or passed over for promotion because of their discriminatory views. Okay? But the problem is that if the discriminatory views are any part of the reason they're terminated or passed over, or any of those things, that they're going to win on that. Because unless it's just for a termination of their job duties. And here's the situation. This is just like Kim Davis. When Kim Davis leaves... and someone else issues the marriage license. But, so when someone comes to get their driver's license, as long as someone in that office does it.
All right, y'all have lost me.
I think we're in the weeds. Can we talk about tuition at UGA? That's much more important.
I want to at least ask the question because I literally think we went backwards there of even understanding what this bill does.
Absolutely.
This is the bill that you're talking about that I think has been called the Kim Davis Act or whatever, the clerk in Kentucky. So if there's one of – if there's
it specifically eliminates the Kim Davis defense in the text of the bill.
Okay, you're saying it does, and you say it doesn't.
This is the situation. It is an affirmative defense the state has, but it's not an affirmative defense that will always work because of the language above it, which says you have to resolve the ambiguity in favor of the petitioner.
Let's say you don't believe that takes that out. Your reading of the bill is it does take it out. Then what's the purpose of this bill if it's not to allow conscientious objecting clerks like Kim Davis to not do things that they don't believe?
It is to allow church related organizations, let's say an adoption agency, I'll use that, if they believe that same-sex marriage is not part of their thing, they can deny, they cannot be penalized for having those views.
By the state, by changing their tax status.
Right, by changing tax
status.
That's
a totally different bill. Okay.
No, that's what this bill does.
No, that's what this bill claims to do. That's one of the 30 things this bill says it's going to do. That bill requires 7 lines. This one's 4 pages.
Okay, so we're not going to solve this here, but what our listeners just got is a small sample of what the next 33 days are going to be like at the Georgia General Assembly, where people are going to be screaming at each other saying a bill says something and someone else is saying, no, it does not, and they still want to make it law. And so pay attention because that's legitimately kind of what happens down there. It's interpretations over what does this clause mean? Does this cancel this clause out or that one? And ultimately, what's the intention of what we're trying to do here? And so it's not always easy for us to understand, and we cover this every day. So we'll say a prayer for those of you out there in radio land that are trying to pay attention. We did not get to the Board of Regents. We might be able to squeeze it in the next topic. Might have to hold it over till next week's show. But up next, after quick break, we're going to have the mayor of Bowman, Georgia, Pete Gibbons, joining us right after this, 640 AM WGST.